Resolution on Imperialism and Colonialism by the All African Peoples Conference. Primary source. Whereas the great bulk of the African continent has been carved out arbitrarily to the detriment of the indigenous African peoples by European imperialists, namely Britain, France, Belgium, Spain, Italy, and Portugal. Whereas in this process of colonization, two groups of colonial territories have emerged, to wit, those territories where indigenous Africans are dominated by foreigners who have their seats of authority in foreign lands. Those where indigenous Africans are dominated and oppressed by foreigners who have settled permanently in Africa and who regard the position of Africa under this sway as belonging more to them than to the Africa. 3. Whereas world opinion unequivocally condemns oppression and subjugation of one race by another in whatever shape or form. 4. Whereas all African peoples everywhere strongly deplore the economic exploitation of African peoples by imperialist countries, thus reducing Africans to poverty in the midst of plenty. 7. Whereas denial of the franchise to Africans on the basis of race or sex has been one of the principal instruments of colonial policy by imperialists and their agents, thus making it feasible for a few white settlers to lord it over millions of indigenous Africans. Be it resolved, it has hereby resolved by the All African Peoples Conference meeting in Accra, 5th to 13th December 1958, and comprising over 300 delegates representing over 200 million Africans from all parts of Africa as follows. 1. That the All African Peoples Conference vehemently condemns colonialism and imperialism in whatever shape or form these evils are perpetuated. 2. That the political and economic exploitation of Africans by imperialist Europeans should cease forthwith. 3. That the use of African manpower in the nefarious game of power politics by imperialists should be a thing of the past. 4. That independent African states should pursue in their international policy principles which will expedite and accelerate the independence and sovereignty of all dependent and colonial African territories. 5. That fundamental human rights be extended to all men and women in Africa, and that the rights of indigenous Africans to the fullest use of their lands be respected and preserved. 6. That universal adult franchise be extended to all persons in Africa, regardless of race or sex. 7. That independent African states ensure that fundamental human rights and universal adult franchise are fully extended to everyone within their states as an example to imperial nations who abuse and ignore the extension of those rights to Africans. 8. That a permanent secretariat of the All African Peoples Conference be set up to organize the All African Conference on a firm basis. 9. That a human rights committee of the conference be formed to examine complaints of abuse of human rights in every part of Africa and to take appropriate steps to ensure the enjoyment of the rights by everyone. 10. That the All African Peoples Conference in Accra declares its full support to all fighters for freedom in Africa, to all those who resort to peaceful means of nonviolence and civil disobedience, as well as to all those who are compelled to retaliate against violence to attain national independence and freedom for the people. Where such retaliation becomes necessary, the conference condemns all legislations which consider those who fight for their independence and their freedom as ordinary criminals.